you know, really pushing us throughout the weekend. You know, on Sundays it just carry over.
Yeah, it seems like you're in position to make plays more and more.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's part of the game plan. You know, I credit all that to the coaches, you know, just having us in position to make players. And as players, you know, that's the easy part, just going out and executing the game plan.
So Coach Bates told us that he thought it might take a little longer for the young guys to get acclimated, and he's surprised how quickly you and you know, Marcus are coming along.
Yeah, it's not surprising that he would think that, you know, us taking this jump, you know, to the next level. But, you know, we work hard and, you know, mentally and physically, you know, we prepare ourselves hard during the week, you know, as young guys, and, you know, it really helps us out on Sundays.
Is it a relief knowing that maybe you had a good game like that? You can get that under your belt and know you can do this in the
It is a relief. You know, it's something to build on, and that's just, you know, how I'm going to look at it and just continue to work.
One thing you guys got to do, though, is tighten up the run defense. What do you guys think about what's happening there and what you have to do to get better at that?
You know, just work harder. You know, a lot of the things that I saw on film, you know, where they were running the ball and it had to do a lot with fundamentals and, you know, techniques. And, you know, that's something that you can never get away from in football. So, you know, this week we just got to really work hard on our fundamentals and our techniques, you know, in the run game.
Is the mindset, I know the mindset so much is to stop the pass and get to the quarterback. Do you have to have an equal mindset to stop the run?
Definitely. If any team can run the ball on, you know, that's never good, you know. That's first things first is the defense, you know, is to stop the run. And, you know, right now that's where our focal point is going to be at.
Looks like Reggie Nelson's going to make his first start Sunday. What can he bring to their defense?
You know, just the big play ability. You know, Reggie is a great player. You know, he has potential to, you know, make a big play, you know, on every single play. You know, I'm excited to, you know, see Reggie go out and, you know, play this week and, you know, compete against, you know, him and his team.
So many of you guys from that defense around the league this year, is there a little friendly competition going on between you guys?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's always a competition. You know, it's competitive, you know, and having a tight relationship that we have with one another. You know, it's always a competitive situation, especially if we're going against each other.
So that being said, should you have gotten nominated for Defensive Rookie of the Week too, like Marcus?
You know, that's something I really don't focus on. You know, I'm proud of Marcus. I told him that, and, you know, maybe I can, you know, be fortunate enough to get it this week.
Jarvis, how much fun are you having out there, though? I mean, knowing that you're being called upon so much now.
It's a lot of fun. Might not show it right now in this interview, but I'm really, you know, enjoying, you know, all of this. Going out and making plays and just all the older veterans, you know, telling you good job and commending you. So that's always a good feeling.
Are you surprised you were thrown in the mix so quick?
No. You know, I expected to come in here and play, and, you know, I want to continue to, you know, keep playing and, you know, also to keep getting better and, you know, earn even more and more playing time.
How happy are you with your role right now? I know you want to be a starter as soon as possible. Are you okay with playing a lot right now off the bench?
Right, I am. I'm still learning, and, you know, I'm still trying to pick up on, you know, little things here and there. So, you know, as of right now, you know, I'm really content, you know, what the coaches are doing with me and the way that they're working with me.
You think you've opened some eyes against the run? I mean, that was kind of a question against you. I mean, you're playing a lot of first and second downs.
You know, hopefully. You know, that was always, you know, a question mark around me, you know, coming out and stuff like that. But
confidence coaches having you to play.
Right. You know, my mindset has always been, you know, just, you know, allow me to be out on the field, just give me the opportunity to go out and, you know, make plays. You know, it might not look pretty all the time, but as long as you get the job done, that's always how I look at it.
I know you're trying to put on weight to play against run. What are you up to right now? What are you playing at?
255.
255. You feel comfortable there? You feel good?
No? Yeah, that's really natural, you know, for me right about now. You know, that's like my natural playing weight or whatever, so I'm just going to, you know, stick with it until, you know, otherwise.
Jarvis, you know Marcus better than anybody probably in here. Can you sense he's kind of getting back to where he was before the suspension in Florida?
Yeah, he is definitely, and that's a scary sign, you know, somebody, you know, like Marcus, you know, finally getting back in the groove and in the mix of things. You know, I'm excited for him. You know, I watch him and critique him, you know, harder than our coaches do sometimes. And, you know, as a friend, you know, I'm just really excited for him, the way he's playing and the way he's coming along so fast.
Do you expect to be a first-rounder before the suspension?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think everybody, you know, expected.
All you guys in Florida do.
Yeah, I think everybody expected, you know, Marcus to, you know, at least definitely go top 10. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, it didn't work out like that for him. But he got a lot of ground, you know, to make up with or whatnot. And, you know, I'm confident that, you know, he'll make up all the ground that he lost.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.